Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres concluded the regular season with a win last night in Tampa and started their business towards getting back into the playoffs as early as next season by making a move today in relieving head coach Don Granato of his duties, along with a couple of assistant coaches here in Jason Christie and Matt Smith, who is video coordinator. Marty, when you look at how this year, this past season, fell a little short of last year, but obviously still had steps of progress within individual players, it's rather clear now the urgency, the desire to take that next. Not that they haven't been trying to take the next step, yeah. But I think it's very clear now, based on the news today, about the desire to get that right coach for that next step ASAP.
Yeah, and listen, I've been on teams that were at that crossroad, right? I remember my last team, the New York Rangers, Tortorella for 3 years. And after my third year, where we got to the second round, lost to Boston, it was disappointing. Is Torts the right guy? Like, he did a great job for three years I was there, and even before that, setting the culture, setting the wheels in motion. But was he the right guy to continue the job? And then they went and hired Alain Vigneault, and he got to the finals in his first year, continuing on the work that Tortorella had done, but taking it to another level with bringing new ideas, a new voice. And I think that's kind of like the same situation here with Don Granato. Don Granato has been in Buffalo as an assistant coach and then a head coach since 2019. That's 5 years. And you look at it and you say, okay, he's done some really good work, both as an assistant coach and as a head coach. But is the next step going in the right direction right now? I think Donnie did a great job as a development guy, really bringing a lot of young players up and getting them to the place where they need to be. But Kevin Adams and the organization felt like the next step is more than that. The next step is playoffs and more, and competing, not just to get into the playoffs and get a wild card spot, but be top two, top three in the Atlantic, get to, multiple rounds. And so that decision comes in that sense that who's going to be the guy that take the next step, even though Don's done a great job, but now we need that next guy to open that door and push it wide open. And so the move was made.
Kevin Adams made the news official this morning and will address the media this afternoon. So how would you view this as far as the timing of this and why right now, as opposed to, does this mean that it's been looked at for a long time here? And in part, though, more about the next step, right? Like, you need to set yourself up if you're trying to take this next step and have the coach that guides these players through the next step, that you literally want to give yourself as much runway here as possible starting today.
It's funny because usually there's like almost like NFL Black Monday, right? Like the last games are on Sunday and then Mondays, everything happened. The season is over. The season technically in the NHL isn't over. There's games today. There's game tomorrow. There's game Thursday. But if you've made up your mind, if you've made up your decision, this is not a after the game last night, let's have a conversation. Let's think it over. Because it was done this morning tells me that Kevin Adams, the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, had made up his mind. Had had enough of the conversation he wanted to have with Terry Pegula, with his hockey people, with everybody. He had already started those conversations and where he wanted to go. I'm not saying, because I have no knowledge of this, I'm not saying he's had conversation with other coaches, but you have to think that he's got his mindset already on a list of candidates that he wants to get going right now. He wants to start now. Not going to hire somebody tomorrow, but you know, once you've made that decision that you are going to move on from your coach, it's almost like you have to do it right as soon as you can, because you don't want to just keep sitting on it for a longer period of time. Not in the same way, but I remember when I made a decision to change my agent, I was home. I thought about it, had conversation with my family, people around. I talked to a couple of players that I respected about their agents and all of it. And then I said, I got to make the decision. It was my brother's wedding and my agent was going to be at the wedding. So I'm like, I got to make the call now. Like, I don't want to see this guy for the next 2-3 days at the events and think, okay, I'll call you in 5 days. I think Kevin must have made his decision in the last couple of days. You play the season, you make your decision, you move on.
So obviously now, we encourage you to chime in at Sabres Live on X. You know, who is next for this Buffalo team? And as you would imagine, there's a long list of, you know, experienced in non-head coach ways, inexperienced. You know, there will be no shortage of candidates. So feel free to indulge in the names.
No, and we're getting a lot of reactions on X right now. Who would be your first call to if you were Kevin Adams? And there is probably 10, 12, 15 names on there already, from college coaches to assistant coaches to coaches that have had ties to the organization here in Buffalo in the past, right? For me, I think that the next step is, and Kevin Adams has gone through the process. The last time when Don Granato was interim head coach, and it took a while for Granato to lose that interim tag, right? Because Kevin wanted to go through the hiring process and interview coaches at the time. It's a different time. It's 3 years later. And some of the coaches that he probably interviewed back then are not available. But I don't think you wait and see, oh, who's going to get fired? Like, what's going to happen here in the next 3 days? Who's going to make the playoffs or not? If in a week from now, there's available candidates that are not on your list right now, yeah, you go out there and you look at them. But I have five names on my list right now. They're all veteran coaches. And I can already hear some people, oh, you're going to recycle some old coaches. No, I'm not looking at recycling old coaches. I'm looking at five coaches in particular that I have always thought really highly of, that I think would do a solid job. And that would be the first step. You interview them, right? And then you see where that goes. You know, four that are easy are Craig Berube. He got let go by St. Louis this year, won a cup there. I played for Craig Berube. He was an assistant coach in Philly. I know him. I think he'd be excellent. A different type of coach, but a coach that has won and has been there. I see Todd McClellan, who was let go by LA this year. I've always liked and respected Todd McClellan as a coach. I think he is a type of fit that would be here in Buffalo. But again, I never interviewed him as a coach, so I don't know. But he's on there. Gerard Gallant is on my list as well. I'm going to put Lindy Ruff on the list. He got fired this year, but I think that Lindy wasn't the problem in New Jersey. And I don't think Lindy is going to coach anywhere in the National Hockey League. But if it was Buffalo, maybe it would happen. And then there's one name that maybe is not as easy. It's Joel Quenneville. We all know what happened in Chicago with the sexual abuse case that, basically really, really was disturbing. But Joel Quenneville of late has spoken a little bit more, has said his side of the story. I would have to really have that sit down and really get to the bottom of it. But I think this is a name that's going to come up. So those would be like five guys on my list. I know that Quenneville is not an easy one, but I think that's still somebody you probably look at.
Well, the easiest one for anybody is Rod Brind'Amour, who is obviously still coaching Carolina, but has a direct connection to Kevin Adams. So how do you feel about that name when people obviously answer the question of the day that way, that they need to talk to Rod Brind'Amour?
Yeah, Rod Brind'Amour, the reason why his name is brought up is because he is out of a contract at the end of this season. So, but Carolina is not the type of team that goes out there and hands out extension until you really need to get there. And I think Rod Brind'Amour, for me, is going to be connected with Carolina for longer. He'll continue to coach there unless it is a disastrous first round exit by the Carolina Hurricanes and all of a sudden he gets, gets let go, is available. Yeah, obviously at that point you're talking to him, but you're not hiring somebody here in the next 10 days. You're going to start the process, and along the process, maybe other names come available that you have to, you know, inquire about. But I really don't see Rod Brind'Amour being available this year anyway. So I say, no Brind'Amour. I see names out there, people saying, what about Bruce Boudreau? And Bruce Boudreau, I do some radio work with him. I've, you know, chatted with him. I love Bruce. He's a great guy. A hockey, you know, historian in a way. He's been around since the Slapshot days. He was in the movie Slapshot. I mean, that's just what, but I don't see him being a fit here in Buffalo to coach the Buffalo Sabres. I just don't see that happening. Great guy, but I just, you know, if that was me, maybe I make a phone call interview, but it wouldn't go further than that.
Well, all due respect to the first list of five that you mentioned, but they are, I would say, even considerably older than me. So would you like to pick someone in a younger age bracket that does have a lot of experience?
That's a tough one to go through, finding a coach that is younger.
Just with a lot 3 hours experience down the road, Mike Sullivan in Pittsburgh. This is not a tough exercise, Marty. Okay, there's a lot of names out there.
Okay, but Mike Sullivan, I got him on my list. He doesn't have a no next to his name. He has a Mike Sullivan. He's hired by the Pittsburgh Penguins. They are fighting for their playoff
spot. We're having a conversation. You're allowed to talk about anybody. We're not breaking any rules.
No, I'm not saying it's breaking a rule. It's hard to find a younger coach with a lot of experience. I know Mike Sullivan really well. Mike Sullivan, it will always be at the top of my list. Because he was an assistant coach when I was with the New York Rangers. I used to spend hours because the assistant coaches used to have their own room. And I used to sit there with Benny Allaire, the goalie coach, and do video and talk about the game. And Sully would be in the other corner and we'd talk and we'd do all the extra. We'd ride the bike together. I love Mike Sullivan. I think he has systems. He has intensity. He has experience. He has success. He has all of it. And really, to be honest with you, I think Pittsburgh would be crazy to let him go. What he's been able to do with the Pittsburgh Penguins this year and bring him to where they are, I think is, you know, probably a notch on his resume saying, look at what I did with Pittsburgh this year. But if he was available again, maybe it's later this week. Maybe it's in 2 weeks from now. Who knows? If he was to be available, you make a phone call, but you got to start the process before that. But I do think Mike Sullivan would jump at the top of my list if it was a possibility.
What other, since we're on the topic, let's go with other current coaches that may not stay in their current positions.
That may not survive their current position.
Who knows? I mean, there could be any number of
reasons. Sheldon Keefe may not survive his current position if the Toronto Maple Leafs get out in the first round. Sheldon Keefe, I don't see that happening. Number one, he had success. Great. But I really don't see a Toronto Maple Leafs head coach coming over and coaching the Buffalo Sabres right away. I don't think that's going to happen.
You realize that's how the franchise started, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. But they weren't in the same they weren't in the same division for the longest the same conference for the longest time. It didn't really matter.
It's one league, one cup. Divisions don't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Lane Lambert. Lane Lambert.
He's not currently coaching.
He's not currently coaching, but I don't put him. He just recently got fired. I don't put him on my list right now. Maybe your interview 50.
You have a funny way of never answering the exact question. Oh.
Okay. Tortorella? Is that what you want to go to? Okay,
no.
Let's go to Torts.
I'm not trying to prompt names.
Okay. Well, but it's
what I'm saying is
a coach
I don't have
coaching.
A name in mind. I just was asking about currently employed coaches.
Okay. Currently employed coaches. John Tortorella. I'm sure everybody's going to ask and talk. And I had Torts 3 years in New York. Torts was here in Buffalo when I first got to Buffalo. He's coaching the Rochester Americans to great success in 95, 96, by the way, winning a Calder Cup. He coached my brother in Tampa. So I've known Coach Tortorella for a long, long time. If it were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would say Torts all the way. Because what Torts does, and it was what he's doing in Philly right now, is he gets the wheels started. He gets that process started, preparing you for where you need to be.
But we're beyond that.
Huh?
Aren't we beyond that?
Yeah, exactly.
That like,
a little bit like right. What Don Granato's done. Don Granato kind of got the
way.
Process
yeah.
going. And yeah. I don't think Torts is the guy to come in and say, oh, I'm going to push you through the next step. I think that should already be done. That step is already done. Now you got to find somebody that's going to get you to the next level. And I don't think Torts is that guy. And that's why probably there's a possibility Torts may get let go this year or maybe some point next year. Because Philly's going to get to that point where they're going to need to move to the next guy for themselves as well.
Philly and Washington tonight, by the way, the biggest game on the schedule, unless you are a Red Wings supporter, because then you would say the Red Wings at Montreal is the biggest game on the schedule. But either way, it does promise to be quite an exciting night amidst the 8 games that are on the go this evening. There's 4 yeah. games Wednesday, 6 games on Thursday. But a Washington win tonight makes them wild card number 2.
So all the craziness that's happened, that's the game, right? Washington wins, it's over. They're in, and nobody else can matter.
Hey, you know that Charlie Lindgren really, really, really got tired on those 16 saves last night against Boston. So I have to assume that there was never a hesitation that you're seeing Lindgren again, right? Tonight?
100%. Like,
okay. You sure?
Season's on. Oh, dude, okay. If they
you know
go
what his
with
record
Darcy
is
Kemper
since playing
tonight,
on back-to-back dates this year?
I know it's not been good.
It's only happened once and he lost.
He lost.
So I don't know how you want to describe it, but he won the first night,
it's
lost
not been
the
good
next
into
night.
One, so. Yeah. But here's the thing.
No, he was fine. He stopped like 31 of 33. There was nothing wrong. He didn't get offensive
just
support.
He lost. He didn't get the score. But if they go with Darcy Kemper tonight, I'm going to call him Devin Dubnyk for the rest of his career because I've already done that for too many times. So if they go with Darcy Kemper to start the game tonight, it's over. I'm calling them Devin Dubnyk for the rest of his career.
And, of course, if Philadelphia wins, that doesn't guarantee them anything because Detroit could obviously pick up a point along the way or more against Montreal, and that would render the Flyers out of the mix. And, of course, the Penguins are starting today by sitting behind Washington and Detroit by a single point, and the Penguins don't play until Wednesday. Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday
yes,
against the New York
the
Islanders,
East
and the Islanders
Wednesday.
Are already home and cool because – they've got an 8-game point streak and have now locked down number 3 in the Metro, which means Carolina and the Islanders will, in fact, be a first-round matchup. So,
yes.
All right.
Okay.
Keep
other
going.
Other names that
although,
have come
hang
up.
On. Hang on. Hang on. Can we get, like, a special prize awarded to Jim?
Jim?
Jim had, like, the best response on X ever. I'm not on X anymore, but I like that
one. He says my list is terrible.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
Love you, Jim. Okay.
We've had this love in all year for 3 years, actually. I feel like it's time to put in a little more animosity between the two of us.
So. No, that's perfect. I mean, challenge me to be better. Okay. There's, I'll expand my list, right? Let's look at Seth Appert right down the road in Rochester. And Seth has had a lot of success. And but Seth is also a developmental type coach to start, like, that's how all coaches are when they start from the program at the NTDP, the National Development Program, and to the American League. That's development is the number one key in those leagues. I've not seen Seth in a position to be like, hey, it's not about development anymore. It's about the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I love Seth Appert. I think he's a really, really good coach. I just don't see that the fit is here in Buffalo to say, hey, we're going to bring somebody, again, that has very little NHL experience to continue on what has been happening from Housley to Kruger to Granato and to keep doing that over and over again. I just don't see it happening. Could it happen? I mean, if the guy interviews and knocks it out of the park and, you know, blows everybody's mind, maybe. I just don't see the pattern that has been happening in Buffalo fitting for a Seth Appert to come and be the coach, or for a Michael Pekka. Michael Pekka has been mentioned here. He's an assistant coach with the New York Rangers. He was in Rochester the last few years. Michael Pekka has never been a head coach in professional hockey. I mean, that's a big leap of faith to say, okay, we're moving in a different direction and it's going to be with Michael Pekka. Maybe it is. Maybe at the end he wins out. I don't know. It would be very hard to sit here on April the 16th and say, yes, that is the guy that's going to get the job.
Larry suggested you should be considered. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'd say, Larry, I totally appreciate. We go from Jim that said that my list is terrible to Larry suggesting me. The list has gotten even worse since.
No, Jim might have been suggesting you too because you weren't on the list, which then makes it terrible.
No, oh. No, I don't have the coaching experience, pedigree. I've always said it. I'm really good from up top. I'm really good from watching the game from the 200 level. I'm really good from watching the game on the press box.
Big
I'm really good
guy.
For I'm the sweets guy. I like to have my popcorn, a little, you know, Coca-Cola, and let's go. That's the way I go. From the bench, I don't see the game as well because I was never in that. I saw the game from the crease. I saw the game from a bigger picture, not from the rhythm of rolling lines of all of this. So I appreciate it. I love it. Maybe in a crazy world, that would be the right thing to do. But no, I'm a totally different kind of person than a head coach behind the bench. But I love it.
Would you intentionally or unintentionally have players playing on their off wing?
I would probably not notice from the bench that they're even on the wrong side because I don't know if you're a lefty or righty. I mean, if I didn't know Peter Forsberg was a lefty when I played against him, how am I supposed to know what sides everybody is shooting, which is a big downfall of mine. Chris Drury never let me down, but no, listen, I see a name like Jay McKee being brought up, and Jay McKee's had really good success in the OHL. Went to the Memorial Cup last year, went to the finals with the Hamilton Bulldogs. They're the Brantford Bulldogs now. Jay's been linked with Ann Lauer, the owner of the Ottawa Senators. Senators are going to look for a new coach. Does that mean that McKee gets a shot there? Maybe he's an assistant there. Maybe it's more of an assistant job first. But I don't see a first-time NHL head coach come into Buffalo for what is the next step that the Sabres are going to try to achieve.
Okay, so you've just brought up another very valid
point. What a point by Janice here. I just need to interrupt quickly. She said, Janice says on X, Marty would need an interpreter on the bench. And she put on the bench, D-A. Like a little this or that. I love it. Thanks, Janice.
I think it's fair to say that Ottawa and Buffalo are very similar in their line towards getting back to the playoffs. So, based on how I kind of phrased it off the top, are they not both in a race here to get the next best candidate?
And they are definitely in a race. I think that there is.
And is there one? Like, okay, scrub all the lists. Like, let's boil this down. If you canvassed the hockey world and said, Buffalo and Ottawa each need a head coach, who's the one that, you know, should be the most sought after in this, you know, Atlantic Division battle?
If you canvass the hockey world experts, you know, they would all probably put Craig Berube at the top of the list. Number one, Craig Berube's family stayed in Philadelphia. He lives in Philly. He wants something on the East Coast. The West Coast was hard with the family situation, despite the fact St. Louis is not far, but it was hard. Now, a lot of people are saying Craig Berube is waiting to see what the Flyers are going to do or what New Jersey is going to do. That would make sense, right? It'd be really, really close. Mm-hmm. But Buffalo and Ottawa are not that far either. I think the hockey world would probably say Craig Berube. I think Ottawa and Buffalo are in the same boat where they've tried the DJ Smith and the Don Granato, and it got them to a certain place where they felt, okay, we're on our way, but now we need something else. Detroit last year was kind of in the same boat with Ottawa and Buffalo as a team to take a next step. They went the assistant coach route. They went with Derek Malone, who was the assistant coach in Tampa. Tons of experience in Tampa, winning cups, being with John Cooper. So, I mean, we got a response on X that was a Jeff Halpern, Mark Savard, right? Two guys that are assistant coaches, that head coaches in other cases with Savard. And, you know, they've had a lot of success. So would they be in situation? And again, I think interview as many as you can. I just don't see the fit here, but they could come in and blow your, you know, mind in the interview and say, that's the guy I need. You don't know that.
How do you measure a good coach?
Well, me personally, the number one thing.
Or maybe I shouldn't ask you.
No.
In the sense of maybe it's not about.
It's a great question.
Maybe it's not you. Like maybe. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, how do you measure the right one for the Sabres? Now?
It's a great question.
But it might go to your instinct. Here's the thing. And it's not unfair, because the lifelong cliche is show me a good coach and I'll show you a good goaltender.
Yes.
Right. And I feel like that almost unfairly takes away from Craig Berube. Like, he clearly won his cup
with
because of
goaltender.
Bennington.
But it was a rookie
from
goaltender.
From dead last to the end of the playoffs, like Bennington was an all-world story. Have they had some decent seasons since? Yeah. But
Bennington was crap, and when he was worried about taking penalties, he didn't do good because Bennington was not doing well.
And I love all the great stories about how Craig has adapted and changed, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important here, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I'm just.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Unsure, no matter what name we land on. So, tell you what, why don't you hold
I'll give you one part of my answer, and then we'll elaborate more, because I think as a goaltender, and what's important for me is structure in a defensive zone, is a good defensive play. I think structure to me would be high on my list of what makes a really good head coach. Structure. And being able to teach that structure. So that's one, but that's not all. But I think that's one that I would gravitate to when I think of a really good head coach.
All right. The Sabres relieved Don Granato of his duties today. Much more on that as we continue. And obviously, Sabres GM Kevin Adams will be addressing the media at 3 p.m. this afternoon. We're back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres come up short this year in their quest to get back into the postseason. The season concluded last night with a win in Tampa, and now the focus is squarely on the upcoming season of 24-25 after the news that was delivered today to the media through the general manager in Kevin Adams. And that was, you know, moving on from Don Granato as head coach and obviously now turning the attention to the coach that will take the next steps after significant development with your core players. And, you know, so Don Granato was let go from his head coaching job. Jason Christie, assistant coach, also let go, along with video coordinator Matt Smith. And we obviously, Marty, have had nothing but tremendous interactions with all of them since their varying times and tenures here on the staff. And
it's important to point that out because, look, there's a human side to it. And you and I being down at the arena when we do Sabres Live on game day, some of the times we've traveled and have got to just hang out and talk to the coaching staff. I mean, Don Granato and his whole family have been fantastic. We had Cammy Granato on the podcast. We've seen Tony like at the hotel in Chicago and
mom and dad at the arena.
At the arena, mom and dad Granato, like they've swung by to said like there's a human side to it. And Don, great person, great coach, did a fantastic job, you know, in what he's done. And but now you gotta move on from that, and that's part of the business. And but yeah, I want to say thank you to all of them who have been great to us, and hopefully they find something new and a new challenge, and they embrace it and enjoyed their time in Buffalo.
And obviously, you mentioned the word development before in the opening half hour of the show, and it's very clear to anybody that has been watching since Don took over as head coach the steps that were made by certain individuals. And last year as a team, to the extent that they got this close, right, to making the playoffs. And then this year came with its challenges that, again, the game is funny. You know, one year you're this high offensively, one year you're this much better defensively, and it's about finding the balance. But you can't deny that he provided, and with his staff, you know, the right pieces of the foundation for players to step up and step up. But as we know, growth is never ending. And so they have to be able to grow into that next position, which is top eight in the conference. So I asked you before the break, like, kind of what to you makes a great coach, but in the context of, obviously, it's all framed within, like, what makes the next great, perfect fit coach, whatever you want to call it here, for this current team. And I admit I'm sitting here kind of struggling because, yes, I respect the history of the game. Yes, I respect the winning percentage of so many of the names that you rolled out, that you yourself rolled out, that people have submitted to us through X. Like, who would you call here if you're Kevin Adams, you know, to be that person? But I feel like I'm missing something. And that's, I think, why I'm asking the question to you. When you look at the age of the team, and by that I mean it's still young, but as Don and Kevin have said, they're not lacking in games played anymore, right? So they're in a kind of unique window, and they clearly have talent. And as I'm sure Kevin will talk about this afternoon, there will clearly be changes to the roster, which through the eyes of the general manager will fill the holes that he didn't see filled properly this year. But they're also going to have to be in line with what that next coach can work with also. So I feel like there's a lot to unpack in your answer. So, you know, we gave you an extra 5 minutes during the commercial.
No,
break.
And I appreciate that because what I like may not be what everybody likes. I've said it all along. I've had four coaches and 1 month of Alain Vigneault, and then I said I'm retiring because me and Alain didn't see eye to eye. But my four coaches I had were Lindy Ruff. Well, I'm not counting Ted Nolan for like one little six games, but I had Lindy Ruff. I had John Stevens in Philly. I had Scott Gordon at the New York Islanders and John Tortorella with the New York Rangers. The two that really worked for me were Ruff and Tortorella. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they were hard. They were, you know, they were tough, and but they were structured, and that's the way I responded best, right? So, and I not inside the locker room, but one thing that I seen this season, which probably led to one of the reason why you're looking at, okay, let's make a change, was we talked about it all year. First period, right? Like the lack of success in first periods this year have set the Sabres back in so many games that my thinking is, okay, it's almost like I feel like you need somebody to come in and crack the whip a little bit, which is something I liked when I was getting ready for a game, somebody that came in and like let us know, like fired us up, right? But it's not the same game that when I played. And to be honest with you, if you can't fire yourself up by yourself, then what are you doing in the National Hockey League, right? If you're a leader of a team and you can't bring yourself up to be like, I'm going to start the game on time, then who cares who the coach is? You're not doing it yourself. So I'm struggling with that. So my first point was structure, a guy that has a good, strong defensive structure. I mentioned Todd McLellan. Todd McLellan and the LA Kings was all about defensive structure. This year, last year, the year before, he did have the horse to get it done in Anze Kopitar and Drew Doughty and, you know, building that defensive structure, Philip Deneau. But that's the mindset right there. Now, I think the next thing for me that I would look for in a head coach is a little, what do they say, bleep and vinegar, right? A little like panache, right? Somebody that's going to come in and when they walk into the room, you sit a little straighter. For me personally, I would like that because that's how I respond to it. Is that something that Kevin Adams is going to look for? Because he's going to meet with the players. He's going to ask questions. He's going to get the pulse. I'm not saying the players are going to pick the coach, but that's what you do as a good GM. You meet with everybody. You get the pulse of it all. But a little, you know, a little panache would be something I'd look for. Is panache even like an English expression? Because panache in French is like the antlers, like the moose antlers. Somebody that has panache is somebody that can like go in knocking heads and fight their way through. That's what it is.
I'll assume Jeff and company are working on a Webster's translation here, and it'll appear on the bottom of the screen very shortly.
Okay, here it is. Panache is a noun that says flamboyant confidence of style or manner. Somebody that has panache, like has the big moose antlers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So you know what I'm sitting here thinking, right? All of this is true. Many things can be true.
Oh, yeah.
But I look at Spencer Carberry this year.
Yeah.
And so part of me, while again, acknowledging history, acknowledging credibility within the game, stature behind the bench, confidence, all the rest of it, I also don't want to miss on the next great thing, right?
But is Spencer Carberry, let's see, Winnipeg, Washington misses the playoffs by a point. They lose tonight and they miss the playoff by a point. Mm-hmm. Would Spencer Carberry be Don Granato last year?
That I don't know. Isn't that point? How all coaches are judged?
Exactly. Right. My point is that
so I might, be, even, I might like, be pushing Spencer's name even more. Not that he's coming to Buffalo. Yeah. I'm merely acknowledging what people were saying about Spencer for 2 years prior to him getting this opportunity.
Yeah.
Like I don't run from that idea like many of our respondents to the X poll today. I get it. I totally get it because we've seen a lot of different coaches here of varying degrees of experience, but we've also seen a lot of inexperience, and therefore you're going to hear the names of those that were on your list and others that are more of the 400 plus games coached club in the NHL, right? But I don't know. This might be my viewpoint in life too. Like I like seeing people get opportunity, especially when they've checked all the boxes, right? And as we know, there's no guarantees in any of this. So I don't know. I just don't want to be like predictable, I think, here in our discussion. I want the discussion to be all-encompassing and not just like, you know, because obviously like was it Travis Yost tweeted at us? You know, like mentioning like
Manny Malhotra, Jeff Halpern.
And Jeff Halpern. So like Manny, what a story Manny is. Like, I mean, what a career he carved out and just respected for, you know, smarts and how he played the game. And now he's been you know, an assistant coach for more than a half a dozen years, right? But again, no head coaching experience. That'd be a pretty bold move, right?
Yeah.
But who's to say, cross him off. Don't even talk to him, whatever, whatever. You know, like that's, so I think that goes back to your original point here about taking all the interviews you can, but then I'm sitting here going, it's urgent. There's a bunch of other teams that want to get a coach here.
Yeah.
You know, so no, I'm, you sorry mentioned Spencer I'm coming Carberry across hyper and confused today, but that's got, like, well, you know, so.
You mentioned Spencer Carberry. I said, if Washington make the playoffs, he probably could win coach of the year with what he's done with that organization and that roster. Like, mm-hmm. And people are going to say, Spencer, who? Yeah. Okay. Like Ovechkin had, you know, 5 goals in the first 20 some games and mm-hmm. 2 of them were empty netters and he's at 30 and he's able to revive that. Charlie Lindgren, great story. Again, show me a goalie that makes saves and I'll show you a coach that has success, right? That's the way it goes. But, you know, somebody on X responded because I said, you know, somebody that has head coaching experience. They say Rod Brind'Amour didn't have any head coaching experience. Yeah, I get that. But when Rod Brind'Amour took the job in Carolina, it was almost like a little bit of what Don Granato did. Be the assistant, take over, and then we'll see if it goes somewhere. Well, mm-hmm. the first year he was there, he went to the conference finals. I mean, okay, like, wow. Like, okay, I guess we got the right coach. He got us in the playoffs, got to the conference finals. The mm-hmm. second year he was a head coach, he made the playoffs, lost in first round, then lost in the second round. Like, he's been there every year. Mm-hmm. So that worked. But I'll go to a conversation I had with Dan Bylsma years ago when he was the coach of the Sabres. I'm like, hey, like, Disco Dan. I knew him. I'm like, what about the 3-on-3 overtime? If you get a power play in overtime, would you be like willing to pull your goalie to go 5-on-3? And maybe that gets you that extra point, right? What about defending with only 4 and putting a cherry picking guy at the far blue line? And Dan goes, Marty, you know, with all these ideas, it works if it works and it, you're an idiot if it doesn't work. It's the same thing with picking a coach. Like you could pick a coach that has zero experience. If it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't work, you're an idiot. That's it's almost a 50-50 chance at the end of the day. And but, unfortunately, it's fallen on the wrong 50-50 chance here for the last 3 or 4 coaches.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way because, again, I think Don.
No, there was a purpose and there was a step. Yes.
Yes. And I mean, like, seriously, just. And I know he got hurt, unfortunately, in the finale last night. But just look at Tate.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thompson the last few years. Honestly, like, if you want legacy, impact, imprint, maybe is the perfect word for this. How did he impact or leave an imprint on this organization, right? Like Don clearly did with young players here. That's what he was working with. And we have seen significant steps here. So that's, it kind of
so
goes
if
back
Don to, gets interviewed for an NHL coach somewhere and they said, hey, Don Granato, what's one of your greatest accomplishments? First on his list would say, I moved Tage Thompson to center. Like, well, that was incredible. That was an unbelievable development that the Sabres are going to reap the benefits for many years because Tage is a fantastic center. And he had never played center in professional hockey. And he moved him to center and he scored 47 goals at 47 assists, 94 points this year, step back. But still, like, that's a great accomplishment as a coach. That worked.
Right. And I think that's... again, there's a lot to this when I ask you the question about, you know, what do you see in an excellent coach? And so you have to recognize some semblance of the roster that that coach will be inheriting. And I guess I'm just continuing to prod here, like knowing what you know, knowing what your best guess might be as far as players that will return, players that will move on, potential type of players that will come in. Like, and you never want to stereotype, generalize, whatever, as far as age and experience of a coach. But like, is there a sweet spot in style and age of a coach here that Buffalo needs, in your opinion, that will help the Sabres take the next step?
I don't see a sweet spot in age, because what I'm not looking to hire somebody for the next 10 years. I'm saying if you can coach now and coach for the next 4 years, maybe, like, thank you. Because we need this organization, this team, to say playoffs next year and continue. Like, that has to be breaking the cycle. So age doesn't matter to me. Can you do it next year? That's all it is.
But Sandy Marie had a really good point here, which I meant to follow up on when you said what you covet, and that structure. Can structure exist without boring defensive hockey? Because she doesn't want that.
And I totally understand the point. When I talk about structure, okay, and people have to remember, even the New Jersey Devils, who supposedly were boring hockey, playing the trap, right? Defensive hockey, had one of the highest scoring team in the NHL at that time because their structure allowed them to score goals. I look at the Sabres this year. When you look at their defensive structure and their expected goals against, they were 28th in the NHL at 5-on-5 in expected goals against, according to Money Puck. You look at the expected goals for, they were, where do they fit? Sorry, I've got them here. They were 13th. So give me a team that's 13th in expected goals for that is performing to their expectation. I think what happened this year is most of the players that were supposed to produce below expectations. It's not the system. It wasn't the chances. It was the finish that just wasn't there.
All right, quick timeout. Back to wrap on Sabres Live after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, just enough time to remind you that Kevin Adams will be addressing the media this afternoon at 3 p.m., obviously discussing the major story of today, Don Granato relieved of his duties as head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. So the game itself continues. It always does. And Marty, there are some big matchups tonight, including Detroit at Montreal, Washington at Philadelphia. What do you imagine unfolds?
Well, I imagine that Washington is going to beat the Philadelphia Flyers and the race will be over for everybody else. This is an opportunity. Like, you don't get too many win and you're in. Like, you don't have to worry about everybody else. I think Washington beats the Flyers tonight. It's a 2-1 game. Washington.
Yeah, I'm setting the over-under at 2.5. So go over at your peril. I think Philadelphia will win. They've given up one goal in the last two games. And beyond that, I don't know where the chaos stops. I think Washington may miss their opportunity here, but we're going to see. Detroit, Montreal is huge. Pittsburgh Islanders tomorrow, and we will see you tomorrow as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.